Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
In a strongly worded letter, state cattlemen's associations, 45 of them, along with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, have written U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack saying, no, don't issue an order for a supplemental beef checkoff. Vilsack has said he's considering the supplemental checkoff under his authority from the 1996 General Commodity Promotion, Research, and Information Act. The threats from Mr. Vilsack have come after a working group has failed to bring forth any proposals for reworking the current beef checkoff. State cattle groups like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, Texas Cattle Feeders, New Mexico Cattle Growers, Kansas Livestock Association, Missouri Cattlemen, Arkansas Cattlemen, all these groups and a lot more saying that we don't need Mr. Vilsack meddling with the current beef checkoff. According to Bob McCann, president of NCBA, the checkoff belongs to cattlemen, not to USDA or any administration. These 45 state associations sending this letter to Secretary Vilsack this week opposing the idea of him setting up a separate parallel beef checkoff. A day later than normal, we've got the latest crop progress numbers, crop weather updates, if you want to call them that. Winter wheat plantings, first of all, 68% now planted nationally versus a five-year average of 67% by this date, so right on track. We're at 78% planted now in Oklahoma versus 66% for the five-year average, moving right along there. Texas, 63%, a little bit ahead there, 60% five-year average. Kansas behind their five-year average, 67% now planted. 73% their five-year average. 95% of the wheat in Colorado and Nebraska now planted. Hard red winter in both cases. Arkansas and Missouri, soft red winter, 15% in Missouri, 17% planted right now in Arkansas. Corn harvest nationally, 24% now harvested versus the five-year average of 43%. Wet conditions in several of the key major corn-producing states, a real problem continue to be there. We're almost 30 points behind normal for Iowa, 10% now actually harvested. Their five-year average is 39%. Soybeans, 40% now harvested versus the five-year average of 53%. Cotton harvest, 22% harvested nationally versus the five-year average of 24%. 41% of our grain sorghum harvested nationally versus the five-year average of 44%. And peanuts, 33% harvested right now versus the five-year average of 38%. One trivia note from this week's numbers, a year ago, the federal government shutdown was underway, so we don't have year-ago statistics in these crop progress numbers for this week as well as for next week. You've got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.